A driven group of young lobbyists descended on the Florida Capitol during this year's session, and they were able to accomplish a goal that had eluded seasoned professional advocates for years. I'm Tom Flanagan. The legislation in question was being pushed by Florida Children First. That organization, begun in 2002, is headed by Jori Saldine.
Florida Children First is an advocacy organization. We fight for children's rights. We focus specifically on the child welfare system, also those with disabilities and juvenile justice involvement. And we do that in a multitude of ways.
One of those ways, says Saldine, is an initiative called Florida Youth Shine.
We support and created a program called Florida Youth Shine in 2005. Which is a youth-led advocacy program of current and former youth from foster care and those that are experiencing homelessness, ages 13 to 26.
Those young people, says Saldine, came up with their own legislative and policy priorities and then take them to the lawmakers and agency heads who can turn those priorities into reality.
They have a whole policy action cycle, and they choose issues that are most important to them to educate legislators about, that they can make critical legislative changes, which they've been instrumental in changing child welfare legislation and creating so much support in Florida over the last two decades.
This year's Youth Shine objective was to see that foster kids remain eligible for services after the age of 18.
Those young people who aged out at 18 from a relative's home or a non-relative's home, or they were adopted as a teen, and then unfortunately sometimes that placement didn't work out after they turned 18 and they had nowhere to go. Oftentimes a lot of these young people were ending up homeless, or they just didn't have the support.
The policy has been before the legislature in years past, but gone nowhere. Now, in just a single session, the Florida Youth Shine advocates managed to extend that support to former fosters as old as 23. Among the current crop of 250 Youth Shine members is Ahim King.
My mentors, they reached out and said, I think you'll be like interested in Florida Youth Shine. They're involved in advocacy, and it's very informational. I gave it a try. I went to a quarterly meeting, and I loved it.
Ahim wound up prowling the Capitol's corridors during this year's session, looking to persuade lawmakers to support the legislation.
It was thrilling. It was sometimes where you have to learn how to talk to people, how to maneuver certain situations, and be adaptable. Throughout the whole process, going through it with some of my peers, we understood that we can't give up. We have to keep persevering. We got to track them down. We got to be the runners.
And all that running ultimately paid off. Now, Ahim and his colleagues are out to convince more kids in the foster system to join Florida Youth Shine to make sure their voices are also heard.
I was a kid in care. I've dealt with the DCF system, and look where I am now. I'm a Florida State student at one of the top universities. I am in a program that is extremely hard to get in. We have kids in graduate schools. We have kids becoming lawyers. We have kids who want to become doctors that are in those medical programs. We have social workers. We have an extreme variation of people.
People who, says King, also have the skills and experience to stand up for themselves at the highest levels of state government. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.